Afternoon delight.
Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts. Mm-mm.
In the back of the taxi, you turned off the TV and read me a book on your phone. Here's the return of your skeleton key. Oh, baby, the places we've gone.
Boosh. That was Eleanor Friedberger, formerly maybe still of Fiery Furnaces, but doing her solo thing, coming out with her sophomore solo record. That was the song Stare at the Sun, and a personal record. Her second LP is out very soon on Merge Records. Great job, Eleanor Friedberger. Good song. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. A special show. We've got a couple of phone interviews we're going to do. Hopefully they go much smoother than the one setting up, at least, the one that went with Rennie Wilson last week. The interview was great. Everything else about it was terrible. Well, dropped phone connections, blah, 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 no one answering. It all worked out, though. He was great. I saw him last night. Tuesday night, he was an incredible stage performer. He is a consummate showman. It was an excellent show. I hope he has a great tour. On today's show, I'm going to be talking to Adrienne LaBelle of SafeAmp. She's in a bunch of bands as well, but today she's going to be talking to us about SafeAmp, which is a local all-ages advocacy group, and they have a new space. It's called, I guess they're calling it Sastorino's after SafeAmp Society and Astorino's, but it's a former Italian cultural center on Commercial, and they've taken it over, and the grand opening is Saturday night, so that's great. And then later on, I'm going to be talking to a guy named Tom from Public Records, which is a new group that is looking to fund videos for indie artists. We shall see. I'm a little skeptical, but they asked me. I said, sure, I'll talk to you. And so we'll see how that goes. That'll be at 1:30 the hour. But we're going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to chat with Adrienne. So first up, Marnie Stern. She's playing in town tonight. Her album, The Chronicles of Marnia, is out now. It just got released. We're going to hear the song Hell Yes. Here we go. Here is Marnie Stern.
Thank you.
Right. That was local supergroup Movie Land from their new EP Blows Up. That was the song Craigslist. They opened for Rennie Wilson on Tuesday night at the Biltmore. Great set. They are a great, great band. And before that, we heard Marnie Stern from the Chronicles of Marnia, the song Hell Yes. Marnie Stern playing tonight in town. On the phone, we have a member of Movie Land. Hello, Adrian.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. How are good. You?
I'm good. But you're not here to talk about Movie Land. You're here to talk about another organization you're affiliated with, SAFAMP.
Yes.
So for people who may not be familiar, what is SAFAMP?
SAFAMP is the full title is the Safe Amplification Site Society, and it's a nonprofit organization dedicated to opening a sustainable, all-ages, legal music venue in Vancouver, which currently does not exist.
Right.
As it stands. we have something now that is a step towards that, but it's kind of like a pilot project, which is the Astorino's venue.
Right.
Which you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, but it's still a cause for celebration, because...
It is.
Yeah, it's a huge step forward.
It is a really, it's a really important step, and it's, it's nice to actually have this little bit of a test run before we're thrown right into our own, whole deal, know? It's been a long time coming. It's been several years of fundraising and planning, and we're kind of still planning as we are putting on shows. So it's an interesting process.
Yeah. So what is the status of Astorino's? You've signed a lease for a certain amount of time, and it's a pilot.
Yeah, it's a short term engagement. We're sharing it with a couple other nonprofit groups, so it's not ours only. So we get it for 9 slots per month, and when I say we, I mean the membership of SAFAMP.
Right.
So the idea is that we as an organization secure these spots, but the goal of Astorino then for us as SAFAMP is to have a venue where anyone can put on a show with no limits on noise, no limits on, creativity. So, any genre of music should be, anyone should be able to put on a show. The only limits that there are to our shows is that it has to be fully legal. So, there's no drinking. It's a dry venue. And the whole point is to celebrate music and diversity in Vancouver, so and have a space where people can be safe and enjoy music for the sake of enjoying music.
Right. So you've had a number of events there already, and you've got this big grand opening. We'll talk about that in a sec. But what's the plan for events, or what are some of the events that you've had so far?
So far, we've had. A bit of diversity, there's been a lot of local indie rock bands. There was a show last week that was the SSRIs and Spesh Pep and Stefano Fratilla. We've had a couple of, there was actually one show that was a fundraiser for kids who can't afford to go to prom.
Oh.
And that was really cool. And that was our first show. And that was a kind of a variety show of sorts. There was some improv comedy. It was really neat.
Great.
And there's also been a hip hop show. So basically the way that it works is we have on our website, if you want to put on a show, you go to safeamp.org and you go to get involved. And then scroll down to book a show. And you basically, in order to book a show, you have to be a member. And to be a member, you either pay $5 for your annual membership, or you can volunteer for 2 hours. And I believe that putting on a show counts as volunteering for 2 hours. So
perfect.
Yeah. So if you want to put on a show, doesn't matter what kind of music it is, you can do it. You just have to go, and then you can see a Google Calendar, which basically tells you when SAFAMP has slots, and it'll say either available or booked. And so, you basically look when the time slots are available, and you can book ahead of time. And right now, we're kind of, because we're sharing it, we're doing 3 months at a time of programming. So I think right now the slots are posted up until August. So anyone who's interested can check it out and put on a show. You just have to fill in the form on the internet.
Cool. Is there such a thing as bad music?
Not as far as we're concerned.
Okay, and that's what I was wondering.
It's super offensive and makes anyone feel ostracized. And even in that case, you know, if there's some kind of, you know, explanation, we could maybe work with it. But yeah,
cool.
The whole idea is to be open to as many ideas as possible.
Yeah. And this Saturday you have the grand opening, and it's a heck of a lineup that you guys have worked out. Yeah, who are some of the bands that are playing that night?
Oh, we have Cascadia, who are kind of blowing up right now. Vice magazine's all about Cascadia.
Really? Oh, I had noticed. Oh, cool.
Pups, also a new project of really cool, interesting, kind of mathy pop. We have Chung Antique are coming up from Seattle. They're a really cool instrumental band. Who else is playing? Chris Horrific, local legend.
Collapsing Opposites.
I don't have it right in front of me.
That's Collapsing Opposites also playing.
Obviously, Collapsing Opposites. Ryan is one of the founding directors of Safe Amp, one of the founders of Safe Amp. So his band is going to be playing. And
we're going to hear Village in a sec, because they're the
Village,
I think they're the
other.
Oh, and Fake Tears.
Fake Tears.
I know, it just keeps going. Yeah. There's just so many great bands playing that night.
Never-ending pop and rock hits all night.
good.
Yeah. It's just all ages. Anyone is welcome. The accessibility information is on the Facebook page, so if there are any issues with that, you can check it out for wheelchair dimensions and all that.
And any other? So, I mean, this is the pilot, but you guys are gonna keep working at it. You're still.
We are still in searching for. I mean, right now because we do have this venue, we're running it until we can't anymore. You know, it is a finite amount of time, but we are always kind of checking for, you know, affordable spaces within Vancouver.
Yeah, good luck.
there's a reason why we've been just kind of existing in theory for years. You know, there's been a lot of work being put in, but to actually find a venue that suits our needs is quite difficult.
Yeah.
And we have a lobbying team as well who have been pushing lately, especially for change in antiquated liquor laws. And that's on our website, too. There's a link to that petition. So if those kinds of laws are changed to open up liquor serving venues up to all ages shows with, you know,
different areas and stuff like that. Like in Seattle, in the
Vero
project.
Yeah, in Seattle, like in a lot of places. The Mesa Luna used to do it here, but it doesn't really exist anymore, and we're trying to at least make that a possibility so that people can, you know, people of all ages can get to shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we can't find a venue that's affordable and suits our needs, at least we can, in the meantime, try and make more venues more accessible to more people.
Yeah.
You know?
Great.
But yeah.
Well, keep up the good fight, Safe Amp.
Yeah. We will. And thanks for talking about it and promoting it. And hopefully people will come out on Saturday and check out the space. It's really amazing. It's an old bingo hall. It's huge. And
awesome.
It's really kind of a cool space. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Saturday night. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Party. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Duncan.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's Village with their song Stranger Thoughts.
I would like to say hello to you. Thursday, April 25th at UBC's Chan Center for the Performing Arts, it's Taj Mahal and Shamikia Copeland. Composer, multi-instrumentalist, and vocalist Taj Mahal is one of the most prominent and influential figures in late 20th century blues and roots music. His artistic scope represents virtually every corner of the world: West Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, Europe, the Hawaiian Islands, and so much more. Shamikia Copeland is the daughter of blues legend Johnny Copeland. Her powerful voice is guaranteed to raise your spirits. Tickets are on sale at the Chan Center box office, High Life Records, and Rufus's Guitar Shop.
All right, that was OK Vancouver OK from their brand new LP that is called Food, Shelter, Water, and that song was called Food and Water and Shelter. They released it last week, and by all accounts, it was a fun night. And best of OK Vancouver OK, best to them and their beautiful LP cover. Before that, we heard Pups, Rose Bellberg, Caitlin, and Katie, their new band from the self-titled EP Pups. That was the song Rooms on Fire, who, along with Village, whom we heard before that, are going to be playing as a part of the Sastorino grand opening that Adrian was so nice to tell us about. So thanks to Adrian. See you Saturday night. It should be very fun. Yeah, we heard Stranger Thoughts by Village. All right. In a couple of moments, Tony Yakovar from a new group called Public Records, which is going to be funding music videos, we'll be calling in and we'll have a chat. And so in the meantime, we're going to hear Montreal's Home Shake. I am a big fan of this record. I think you should check it out. It's called the Home Shake Tape, and this is the song Moon Woman. Here we go. And hopefully when you come back, we'll be talking to Tony.
Hey, baby. I'm lying to bed thinking about you, wondering where you are. You should come over. I have to talk to you.
Difficult that is how we do it in the 780.
Look, tapping it.
All over the map, Lord.
We are here, setting the language straight.
Check you on the flip side. Peace.
Right, that was Hooves from their EP, The Nevada, Dear Nevada. That was the song Dr. Frankenfurter. They're playing as a part of an event called Sun Fun Come Fest tonight at 2060 Dunbar in Dunbar. Details online. You can go to Hooves Vancouver or the Hooves Facebook page to find out more about that. It should be very fun. And before that, we heard Montreal's Homeshake with the song Moon Woman. It's now my pleasure to introduce Tony Yakovar. Did I get that right, Tony?
Yes, you did. Awesome. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good. Very welcome to have you, or happy to have you. So you're calling in because you're part of a new group that's meant to fund videos for independent artists called Public Records.
Yeah, so Public Records is a nonprofit music community, and what we want to do is find unconventional ways to support emerging talent. So what we're doing right now is, with the support of Telus Optic Local, we are launching the Summer 13 Music Video Fund, and it's going to be a series of grants of up to $5,000, which is available to emerging artists in BC and Alberta to support the creation of independent music videos.
Great. And you were an artist, or you were a musician yourself?
Yeah, I play guitar.
Cool. And so I heard that it was sort of a frustration with the grant funding that in Canada that spurred you on to start this group yourself.
Yeah, and it's not just about grant funding. It was more just that, I came from sort of a commerce background. I was studying business at UVic, and my business partner, Danny, was in a lot of bands and touring across the country. And so we just sort of came from different perspectives, and we were just sort of really fascinated by the music industry. Mm-hmm. And it just was really interesting to us because music, you know, it's just such an integral part of our lives, right? But it's so hard to make a living from it.
Yes.
And we just wanted to come up with an innovative way to sort of tackle that problem.
Cool.
So we came up with this concept of a nonprofit society, and we'd look for innovative ways of providing funding and just supporting emerging talent.
Great. Yeah, and music videos are such a great calling card for bands now.
Yeah.
A lot of them are making their own and stuff like that.
Yeah, and everyone loves music videos, and it's just such a great way to, like, connect to the music community, to the film community, and the arts community in general, mm-hmm. and just get some great stuff made and get some new emerging talent out there.
Cool. There's lots of criticisms of groups like Factor and other groups that they kind of privilege a few and don't share the money very widely and things like that. How are you guys going to avoid some of the pitfalls that some of those groups have taken on? Not that you would agree with the criticism, but what
yeah,
do
well,
you...
There's a lot of viewpoints and a lot of...
of course.
There's been a great debate out there, and I think it's great that attention's being drawn to this, and what we want to do is we want to make sure that we have, like, a really, really representative jury and process of choosing who gets the grants. So we're definitely making sure that we have representation from all the regions that we're giving away grants to, and the film industry and the music industry. And I think that we're in a unique situation because we are focused on BC and Alberta. And
yeah.
I think that one of the major issues perhaps out there is that, you know, there's been such an eastern focus on the music industry and on the film industry. And I think that this is a great opportunity for Western Canada to sort of have their say, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And so you're launching it now, and there's not a lot of information on the site. You guys are just winding it up. What can people look for from Public Records in the next couple, you know, over the summer?
Right. Well, as of tomorrow, we're going to have a brand new website. Right now, it's just sort of a splash page that sort of tells you a little bit about what we're doing. But as of tomorrow, you're going to be able to go on, and if you're a musician, a band, or a filmmaker, you're going to be able to create a profile. The purpose of that is once we open the submissions, you're going to be able to create sort of the application for the grant. And so submissions are going to be open on May 31st, and they're going to close on June 14th. So it's a short time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to encourage everyone to start thinking about their application now. Think about what they want to, the creative treatment in the music video. Think about the team they want to put together, what filmmakers they want to work with. And the great thing about our website is you're going to be able to go on and, you know, search for filmmakers in your community or in your region. So hopefully, like, if you don't have those connections, you'll be able to use publicrecords.org to sort of make those connections.
Cool.
So, as of tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of cool stuff on the website.
And what are some of the criteria, like, what are the criteria that you're using for deciding who gets the funds?
Right. We're going to ask that you submit a creative treatment and sort of a budget template of what it's going to look like. And so we're looking for, you know, we want a lot of diversity in the types of music that we're going to be supporting. We want really creative concepts, but we also want to know sort of how the budget's, what the budget looks like, make sure it's realistic, make sure it's doable, and make sure it's, you know, a great use of this grant.
Great. So bands should get thinking and talk to their filmmaker friends and start working on a treatment.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. It's publicrcrds, and our website is publicrecords.org, not .com, .org. So make sure you stay in touch with us. You can always email us directly at info@publicrecords.org, and we can help you out with anything you need.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think we've sort of covered it. The grant submission's open on May 31st, but you should get your stuff ready in advance. The website is going to be launched tomorrow at publicrecords.org.
And you don't discriminate against weird bands. You're not. You'll take all comers. Yeah, excellent. Very good.
Diversity is key.
Cool. Thank you very much for your time, Tony.
Good to talk to you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. All right, that was Tony Yakovar from Public Records. Publicrecords.org is their website. And speaking of music videos, the band that I'm going to play next, The Oz, have an amazing video for this song. It's called Ooh, They're Inside Me. And they are performing tomorrow night at Thor's Palace. They're doing a fundraiser for the tour that they're doing this summer. So go check that out and check out the video online featuring CITR president Ryan Rozelle and DJ from Butter on the Bread. Crying. He really, he's having a tough time in this video. Anyways, this is The Oz with their song, Ooh, They're Inside Me. Here we go.
He looks as good as you, but maybe it's just cause he's new. He's so smart too, but I'm not really listening. It's not very interesting. You don't even know him. You just think
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoo, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Yeah! bits and pieces. I'm a machine, I don't make feces. Oh my robot arms, oh my robot legs, oh fuck, I'm a robot. I am robot, me named Darren, this robo wasteland is barren. Oh my robot arms, oh my robot legs, oh fuck, I'm a robot. I know come from other land, I was made, please understand. Oh my robot arms, oh my robot legs, oh fuck, I'm a robot.
That was Apollo Ghosts from their recent LP Landmark, the song Guitar Brother.
Who's that? Who's the Apollo Ghost?
With me in the studio is Ryan Rozell of the Oz Music Video Collective and also a future performer with Apollo Ghosts.
That's right. May 10th.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars, unless you're Duncan going to Morocco.
I'm going to be away. So I wanted to play some Apollo Ghosts as a send-off. They've been on the show. They've been on a couple of compilations that I've helped do. They're huge champions of the station, swell people.
Masters of the universe.
Masters of the universe. It's a real... It's very bittersweet that they're closing it down. But,
yeah.
You know, I think they're happy about that. No one else is, but that's the way it goes. So you won in the silent auction the chance to play one song with them.
That's right. Thanks to CITR.
Yeah. And which song is it? Huh?
Why can't I be the man
Surprise.
On stage?
Okay.
I won't announce it on my show, but I think on yours and parts
okay.
unknown.
I thought it was going to be a secret.
Oh, there is a surprise at the show though.
Okay.
But you don't get to see it.
No, I won't.
Tell you about
Skype
it afterwards.
Me. Yeah. Also that night, Watermelon, Diane, and someone else playing.
At the rickshaw?
Yeah.
Beelines.
Oh, Beelines, yeah. Oh, I almost swore on air. Such a good... It's going to be the best night of everybody's lives.
I think so.
Yeah.
Certainly mine.
Yeah. Well, have a great time. Before that, we heard Gang Bang and Rockin' to... Early 2000s Vancouver bands that are getting back together. May 19th, they're doing a reunion show. I believe it's at Pat's Pub. They're doing a gangbang, a rockin' gangbang will be happening at Pat's Pub. Rockin', if any of you are familiar with Classic Rick, near champions of this past shindig, they are definitely in that mode of great, silly rock and roll. Definitely awesome. Worth your time. And Gang Bang, also great band. And then at the top there, we heard The Oz. So that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Next week, you will hear the dulcet tones of Mr. Jonathan. You'll be filling in for me for 3 weeks while I'm away. He'll be great. He's a great. I'm making eye contact with him as I say this. It's very creepy.
Fine young man.
He's gonna be great. And Ryan, you're gonna be doing your show over the next
all summer weeks. Long.
Butter on the bread.
Yep.
Very good. All right. I'm gonna close it out with some Daft Punk. Why not? Let's play a hit. I won't get to play this again. So I'm just gonna play Get Lucky because I really like it and I've listened to it a lot. And yeah, anything to add?
Well, I hope you get lucky in Morocco.
Thank you.
Not sexually or anything, but just I hope you have a nice time.
Yeah.
Have a nice vacation, Duncan.
Yeah, thank you very much. You and I will see you in 3 weeks. Thanks again to Adrian and Tony for calling in and for the interview. All right, take care, guys.
Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Lucky. We come to far to get lucky. 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 Luc
And you're now listening to Definition Soundwave here on CITR 101.9. And we have another special edition of Definition Soundwave. I know they come around every four times or so, every once a month or something. But this is very special because it's the last Definition Soundwave of the school year, I guess, for me. And the last for a couple months, 4 months at least. So I'll be coming back to you in September, but for now, this is